happy birthday to Rose from your family. And on the 12th, this coming Friday, just so you know, we didn't forget. We have no birthdays, but maybe we will next week.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we shall make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade Birthday Club hand-delivered and in full color by a uniformed representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Strema, Radio Garden, our own player, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
From asbestos, my father's name was Estes. Now I don't know if that messed us up for what it did. My brother was working at the boiler, was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match, and up is where they went. They went up, 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 like a guy on a rocket. Up, 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 keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, 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 put your finger in a socket. Don't you know that's a jack? Swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Go up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell, I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? Gossiping over the back fence, my aunt was talking in her accents, but the fickle finger fade place to one place goose. That's where she went. Visiting a funeral parlor, my Uncle Harry, he let out a holler. One stiff went and winked at him. That's where he went. He went up, up, make the North Pole my landing. Up, up, got the frivolous abandon. Up, up, from sitting to standing. Don't you know that's up? Like a definite ascension, like a rubber band attention, like a whole bunch of up, too numerous to mention. Don't you know it's going up and up and up and up and up?
That's Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors with Up, Up, Up here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you tune in to play Guess Who? We're going to do that in just a little bit. Jim?
Here's another tune. This one's about possible changes in store.
Dan, you're done for now, but that's a good tune, too. Jim Vaglia, good to have you aboard with us, and thank you for your email just a few moments ago. And I think we are more or less caught up with the various messages that have been coming in. Thank you. We are live here, and we are going to play Guess Who in just a second or so. So get ready as we do that.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the September issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on Northside Sandwich Week, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Have you ever thought about creating your own podcast? Well, you can do so with a friend or your family or even by yourself on Saturday, September 20th, between noon and 2 at the SLB Youth Media Center. Capture a moment in time as you take your turn on the mic in one of our private studios. This activity is recommended for adults or families with children 8 and up. It is completely free, and it's made possible with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, radworkshere.org. Details and reservations at tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25. tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time. To play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody is still living, somebody who is no longer living, no matter who it is. We think it's probably a name you will have heard before. And this week's Guess Who initials are as follows. They are T. 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 That's T as in the town of Tarentum, Pennsylvania. And T is in Titusville, Pennsylvania. T, T. Now you can guess as many times as you would like to, and I will do my best to keep you posted with respect to how other people are guessing as you guess. And the way to guess is easy. Are you ready to play?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Boy, the guesses are coming in. And here we go. There are a lot. And I need to get to... It's always fun as we play Guess Who. But you know what it's like to get email and text messages. And the screen that shows the messages, it's quite a lot of fun because we... Hit refresh and they just come in and in and in. Amazingly, Tom and McCandless, he sent a long list as he often does, and the first name on his list is the right answer. And I'll just say that I'm surprised, not in you, Tom, but just and how you got it, because there's a lot of people to guess, like Tommy Thompson, Twyla Tharp, Tiny Tim, Tommy Toon, Tom Terrific, and there are others that Tom guessed. I'll share more of them a little later. But Tom did have the correct answer. Mike and Mars has a guess of Tommy Toon. John and Carrick made one and only one guess, and it's correct. Well done. He also, he had another guess of Tina Turner, John and Grove City. Also has the correct answer. Here's James in Freiburg with Tanya Tucker, Tony the Tiger, Tiny Tim, Tina Turner, Tommy Tutone, Twyla Tharp, Tess Trueheart, and the correct answer. John and Carrick has a guess of Ted Turner. Mike and Mars has Tiny Tim and Travis Tritt. Neither of those is it. TT are Guess Who initials. By the way, Carla had the correct answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle, and so did Bill in Luciusboro. I might have missed. Acknowledging you. Bill in Luciusboro guessed Tom Tucker, that brand of ginger ale that you'll find around these parts. That was a good guess. And let me continue to navigate the many guesses that are coming in. Tiny Tim from John and Carrick. Tanya Tucker, also guessed by him. Jim in Crafton Heights asks, Terry Thomas, Tess Trueheart. The correct answer with an interesting auto correction in it. And Tim Thomerson and Tiny Tim. TT, the guess who initials. And here comes the next guest, Tommy Tucker from John and Grove City. Tom Terrific from Mike and Mars. Ty in Valencia has Tiny Tim of Dickens fame, Tiny Tim of ukulele fame, and Terry Tate. Aline in Maine has Tiny Tim and Tom Terrific. John in Economy Borough has Tess Trueheart. Sent along a photo as well. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has the correct answer. Mike and Mars just guessed Tony Tennille. And Nick in West Mifflin just got the correct answer. Here's Richard on the north side with Tina Turner, Timmy Turner, Tammy Terrell, Tommy Tuberville, Tiffany Trump, Tila Tequila, Tanya Tucker, and Tim Tebow. Great guesses. None of those is who we have in mind. Gail in Stanton Heights has Tina Turner, Tiny Tim, Travis Trent, Tiffany Tyson, I do believe, Tim Tebow, and Ted Turner. Tiffany Amber Tyson, an American actress known for Saved by the Bell and others. And I've got to look up another one of Gail's. Taria Turunen Kubul, a Finnish heavy metal singer. Liking Finland as I do, I can get behind that, but that's not today's guess who answer. Jeff in Pittsburgh has Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, that's from Helen. Helen, that's a great guess. Thomas the Tank Engine, but it's not him. Nick in West Mifflin has Tom Terrific. Kara in Brookline makes notes to Bill in Luciusboro that Tom Tucker Ginger Ale is no longer available. Heartbreaking, she writes. I had no idea there's a business opportunity. Mint ginger ale, southern style. It was discontinued after the 2019 holiday season, according to Heinz History Center. Thank you, Kara, for letting us know that. Tom, try on the actor, guests Linda of Collier, along with Fred listening. That's not the right answer. Steve and Sharon suggests Terrible Towel. Parenthetically, he says, stupid, but so Pittsburgh. It works. It's not the terrible towel. Cora is listening this morning. Hi, Cora. And Cora suggested the great singer and dancer Tina Turner, not her. Aline has Tim the Toolman. Tim Taylor, not Tim Taylor. but a good guess. Cora and Ralph. Oh, it's still a good guess of Tina Turner. I'm glad to mention that. Tulumad Taylor, also guessed by Annie. Bill and Sheridan has Terry Thomas and Tommy Tune. Ty has the Tool Man, Tim Taylor. Caden has a real guess of Trey Turner, the Phillies shortstop. His made-up guess is Tom Talker. Tom Talker is the fastest talker ever, and he particularly specializes in tongue twisters. Tom Talker tongue twisters are especially fun, including how much wood could a woodchuck chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, and others. Tommy Talker takes on all challengers at any time because he likes the art of fast talking. Patrick of Stanton Heights says Tina Turner, Tiny Tim, Ted Turner, Tanya Tate, Tim Tebow, Tony Todd, Thelma Todd, Tanya Tucker, Tom Tillis, Ty Raines. That's one I'm going to have to look up here. Tyrannus? Am I... Let's see. Is this a... Looks like a Roman royalty. We'll go with that. And Tacky Theodorakopoulos, Greek writer and publisher. I knew one other tacky. Annie, actually Matt, by way of Annie, says Tony the Tiger, which is great. Donna, by way of Ralph, says Tony Trischka, the great bluegrass musician. Annie says it could be the terrible towel. It could also be the terrible twos. Mike, you just got the correct answer. Mike is in Brighton Heights listening with Ralph and Cora this morning, and possibly Jessica. Matt, by way of Annie, guessed anybody that's ever done a TED Talk. Zach has a guess of Tommy Two-Tone. We're going to give you the correct answer in just a moment. Larry and Vanessa, thank you for your email. He has a dog a day calendar. Every day a different dog photo, and mentioned that tomorrow's is Bella from Apache Junction, whose dog parents are Beth and John from Apache Junction, and thinking they might be brigadiers. So Larry and Vanessa say hello to Beth and John. And I could tell by the look on Ricky's face that somebody just got the correct answer. John of City says, when our kids were growing up, we always had mint ginger ale for Christmas dinner. Either Cot, God, I forgot about Cot, or Tommy Tucker's mint ginger ale. The green color went great for Christmas. I miss that. I miss that, too. I forgot all about that. Helen in Pittsburgh also says, terrible Tuesday. And Bill and Lucius Burrow just got the correct answer. And the correct answer is Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb is who we were looking for this morning, our Guess Who answer. And Tom Thumb is a character of English folklore. The first known fairy tale to be printed in English. Tom is no bigger than his father's thumb, and his adventures include tangling with giants, getting swallowed by a cow, and all sorts of other tales. So congratulations if you knew we were looking for Tom Thumb. Let me acknowledge all of the correct answers that came in. Alan, by the way, just had guesses of Tiny Tim and Tommy Toon. Trish knew we were looking for Tom Thumb. She is in Cook Forest. She also had a guess of Tom Tillis, Tony the Tiger, and Tanya Tucker. Jim said, how about Talking Tina from the Twilight Zone? That's a great, great guess. But Tom Thumb is who we were looking for. Trish came up with it. And a correct answer also from Bill and from Mike, Nick in West Mifflin, Annie listening with Matt, and Caden, Jim in Crafton Heights, James in Freiburg, John in Grove City, John in Carrick, and Tom in McCandless, who also had guesses that I did not mention yet of The Temptations. And also Tommy Tucker. Tilly Trotter, a character in a Catherine Cookson book, and he had about a baker's dozen more, if not more than that. But Tom Thumb was it. And if you came up with Tom Thumb, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And if I happen to miss your answer, I sure hope I didn't. Thank you for playing along. There's a lot of activity on Facebook. And I see that Rich Engel came up with Tom Thumb. Playing on Facebook. We'll have more fun to come here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Game coming up that we hope you'll enjoy. That's just about 5 minutes away. This is Shel Silverstein. Thank you. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. It is scary when you hear that, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions. I was thinking about Silverstein, I believe, and I was thinking, there are other Thumb poems that he wrote, and not just that one, and there are some others. I want to think about that a little bit as we take a listen to the song that begins this next half hour. It's Asleep at the Wheel with Pokey Lafarge.
Took my wheat down to get it ground. The man who runs the mill said the mill broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
The drum broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Listen here, baby, give me a try. I'm like a Chesterfield, I satisfy. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill? Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. She's the one did it. She began to like it and just wouldn't quit it. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Gun broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. Too hard, the mill's too tough, and I'm getting tired. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
The drum broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill? Swinging now. Take a break while I get it fixed. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Drum broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. If you don't cut it out, baby, I might die. 6 feet under watching you walk by. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
Yeah, what's the matter with the mill?
Drum broke down.
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Asleep at the Wheel with your basic, good old, unadulterated Pokey Lafarge. This is what I was thinking. First of all, it is Shel Silverstein. The pronunciation does not follow the Germanic rules of consonants. It is Shel Silverstein. And he did have a longer song called Thumbsucker, which has a chorus that sounds, let me get it here.
Your thumb, draining all your natural thumb juices and leaving you a hopeless, hapless, to shaking, quivering, crawling, slapping.
Here it comes.
Thumbsucking addict for the rest of your unnatural life. That's why I ain't gonna let no thumbsucker suck my thumb.
ain't gonna let no thumb sucker suck my thumb. Gets a little piercing, but there it is. And that's from an album. Do you remember it? Freaking at the Freaker's Ball, the name of it. We have a game called It Is Elementary coming up in just a moment. And before that, Steve and Sharon had a guess of T-Rex toe for TT. And Steve explained that in 1998, a 20-year-old named Bucky Derfinger noticed a T-Rex toe exposed above ground. And he became, at age 20, the youngest person to discover a Tyrannosaurus. This specimen, dubbed Bucky in honor of its discoverer, was a young adult, 3 meters long. And it's the first Tyrannosaurus to be found that had a preserved wishbone. And Bucky is displayed at the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, which is a great museum. So the T-Rex toe is what led to Steve making that guess. Thank you. Mike in Brighton Heights, thank you for your note. Now, in just a moment, we are going to play a game that's dubbed It's Elementary. And it's called that because every answer to every puzzle ends with A-R-Y, like elementary. Simple enough, right? We'll see. We'll give you some clues in just a moment, and you'll be invited to give us some clues as well.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now, each clue that we give you will be a word that ends in A-R-Y. And these may be a little harder than you might think. For example, if we gave you the clue bird, the answer is canary. It's as simple as that. Every answer is a word ending in A-R-Y. Another clue by way of example, all ones and zeros. The answer is binary. So here are a couple for you, and I hope you'll consider calling or texting and challenging me with some clues as well. But here is the first for you. The clue is essential. Essential. And for a second puzzle, done by choice. Done by choice. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, the clues are essential. And the other clue for the other puzzle is done by choice. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you during our It's Elementary game. Remember, the answers have to end with A-R-Y, A-R-Y. And Gail buzzes in first, not surprisingly, with necessary to answer the clue, essential. Essential is necessary. Now, what's done by choice? Any ideas? Mike and Jaylene are on it. They came up with both. Necessary and voluntary is the second one. Alan also got that. And Zach adds done by choice. He's got an alternative answer, which is a great one. Discretionary. Discretionary. Excellent. Gail also knew voluntary. Alan also knew necessary. Let's move on. The clue is usual. Usual. And let's add to that one, random. Random. So we have usual and we have random. And we also have a call out to you if you want to challenge me with one of your own. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. In answering essential, I see also that Linda, half of the dynamic duo, got the correct answer of necessary. So did Trish. Listening in beautiful Cook Forest. And Sharon knew voluntary. And Kathy has an answer for usual that is not the answer that I was thinking. So let's leave that out for a few more moments. And a little music to inspire us. 412-200-5975 is her number, and we hope you'll play along by text or by telephone. There's the there it is. I was looking for this song.
Been all around this whole wide world.
And I found it.
Been down to sunny Tennessee. Any old place I hang my hat seems like home to me. I said, don't let your deal go down, good Lord. Don't let your deal go down. I said, don't let your deal go down, good Lord. Don't let your deal go down. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your rosy red lips? Who's gonna be your man? kiss your rosy red lips. I'm gonna be your man. I said, don't let your deal go down, good Lord. Don't let your deal go down. I said, don't let your deal go down, good Lord. Don't let your deal go down.
Saturday Light Brigade with Orrin Starr. I've always loved that track, even from its days on the giant discs, not the compact ones, but the big vinyl discs. And it's so much fun to have your participation today. And I think I mentioned that Sharon knew voluntary as the answer to done by choice, and discretionary was another great answer. Now, I gave the clue a moment ago, usual, and Kathy and Jack are in Tynesta. I think they're listening together, but the answer sent from them is ordinary, which certainly works. Jim in Crafton Heights had necessary, which was the answer to essential earlier, and also voluntary, as we were just discussing. How about, he says, where to get medicine? Where to get medicine? I think I know. An apothecary or a dispensary? Right? Either of those, an apothecary or a dispensary. I'm sticking with those. Mike in Huntsville, Alabama has some challenges for me. Let's see. Very good. And you know, there's one within, gosh, a couple thousand feet from where we're sitting right now. His clue is bird refuge. Bird refuge, that's an aviary. And the National Aviary is right here in Pittsburgh. Designed to cause fires. Designed? Oh, if it's designed to cause fires, it must be an igniter or not a carburetor. Designed to cause fires, ending in A-R-Y. I was immediately thinking of the bad kind of fire, but the good kind of fire, not Flint. Well, I'm going to leave that one open to you at 412-200-5975. Russ and Sharon got the answer I was thinking of for usual. Ordinary was a great answer, but I was thinking of customary. Customary. Aline also had ordinary as the answer for that. Alan of Squirrel Hill just gave me the clue, not moving. Not moving. And first I was thinking something that's just emotionally bankrupt, but I think what you mean is something that is fixed in position, so that would be stationary, right? Yes, stationary. Well done. Statuary could be not moving too, perhaps. Here's Bernie and Linda in Kaiser, West Virginia. They have necessary discretionary. And those answer other puzzles. But you sent another word that I think would make a great clue. And this would be a radical change would be described as this. A radical change would be described as this. By the way, we're still looking for the answer to random. Random as a clue. Bernie and Linda, thank you for your message. Oh, Mike in Huntsville just got the answer to random. Arbitrary. Arbitrary. Oh, Russ and Sharon, I'm going to leave this out for others. The clue is safe space. Safe space. That could have been the refuge for birds, too. I jumped to aviary, but safe space, the answer to this could be the bird refuge. Gail has a clue of secondary importance. Secondary importance. Let's see, primary. Oh, well, certainly not secondary. Or tertiary, that would be two. Secondary. I don't know the answer to that one, so we'll leave that out. Mike and Jaylene came up with ordinary for usual. Alan has a place where canaries might live. I'm thinking that's aviary. Jim in Crafton Heights has the clue against adversary. All right, adversary. And Linda had ordinary and customary. Here's Russ and Sharon showing caution. Showing caution. That would be wary. Wary. And Alan, we were looking for customary, so thank you for that. Oh, causing a fire, incendiary. How did I miss that? Thank you, Gail, for answering that one for Mike. Kara in Brookline also got it. And so did Jim in Crafton Heights. Everybody got it but me. Bernie and Linda Ah, yes. This would be a place for bees. We talked about a place for the birds. Let's talk about the birds and the bees. What is a place for bees? Any ideas for that? Bernie and Linda pointed out we should remember the apiary. Gail knew that radical change could be revolutionary. Russ and Sharon gave a clue, which is also one of my favorite jokes. Guy goes into a bar, sits down, and there's a basket of snacks at the bar, and they say, "Hey, Fred, you're nice. Boy, I'll bet you're really a good worker. You seem to be the kind of person that always stays focused. Man, your hair looks really great." And he turns to the bartender and says, "What's going on here?" He said, "Oh, the snacks, they're complimentary." That's his clue. At no extra charge is complimentary. Craig also knew, everybody knew incendiary. I just could not get that. He's in Macon, Georgia. Alan got that one as well. A refuge for flying pigs. A refuge for flying pigs. I always think, was it Cincinnati that had a lot of flying pigs? That comes from Steve and Sharon. I have no idea what that is. Another one I've got to put on my list of help. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights for against was thinking contrary when I said adversary. And Steve, I think, just sent me it's peccary, which is a kind of pig. So is a peccaraviary a refuge for flying pigs? I get it. It's a little bit of a sniglet of a word there. How can we do it here? Peccaraviary. Excellent. Gail knew apiary for where bees hang out. Oh, for secondary, she was thinking of ancillary. And Mike confirmed incendiary is the word. Mike in Brighton Heights says, "How about a refuge for secret thoughts?" And he said vagary for random. For random, we were thinking of arbitrary. Secret thoughts, a place for not imaginary. That's what I was thinking, but that's not a refuge. Oh, Ellis has it. Well, Ellis, come on in. You can share. I could use your help. What do you think it is?
Well, the refuge for secret thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, it's a diary.
Oh, a diary. How did I? That's Ellis. How did I not know that? Do you know any of these other missing ones? Let's see. Bear with me here. I think we got some of these. We got into incendiary here. Oh, safe space is sanctuary. Before, we didn't give that one to you. Secondary importance, we just got at least what Gail had in mind for that ancillary. We got the refuge for flying pigs. I may not have as many as... Oh, there's diary. So we got them... We got them all, Ellis. Let me give you one. Don't look at my notes here.
Okay.
There's one that I was... put Ellis on a mic over here. You're right, Chad. Now, we just have like a minute left here. But let's see.
I have two I wanted to give.
Oh, you have two you wanted to give me? Hang on, let me get, there we go. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got two for you, Larry.
Okay.
I have a log or record of animals and a large blue flightless bird.
Large blue?
Yeah, aggressive bird.
Not an emu, mm-mm. Not a large, a blue bird.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hawk, not a... I'll give you one, payment for services. Payment for services.
Not complimentary, is it?
No.
No.
Flying pigs are also imaginary, writes Alan. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Gail, new diary, and Mike says, nice job, Ellis, for coming up with diary. Yeah. This would be compensation.
Oh,
would be,
yeah.
When you work, you get a...
This one's...
On the 15th and the last day of the month,
Well, it's a paycheck, but...
It's a paycheck based on your...
Salary!
Yes.
Now I get how everyone else feels.
There it is. It's hard. It's not so easy sitting here. There's Ellis's first charge, but a blue bird.
Yeah, an aggressive bird might be better.
I have no idea.